的应许来施恩祝我们大家。
May God bless everyone according to His promise.
同时我们也非常感谢诗班唱出见证神生命的歌。
We'd also thank God for the songs of praise offered by the choir.
今晚跟大家来谈主赏赐给人生命。
Tonight I'd like to share with you the Lord gives life.
生命是我们所有万物活着的一个基本条件。
Life is something that is a basic requirement of anything that is living.
有了生命才能够存活在这世界。
Only if you have life can you exist in this world.
没有生命也不过是一件东西摆在那个地方。
Anything without life is just a thing or object that is lying there.
可是这个生命的事情是非常奥秘的。
But this thing of life is a mystery.
然而这生命又不是人可以掌握。
Life is also something that we're unable to control.
记得好几年前呢。
Remember many years ago.
在中国大陆四川省这个地方。
In the Sichuan province of mainland China.
发生了这个大地震。
There was a great earthquake.
那有些城市到现在都不能恢复啊。
There are some cities in the area that still have not recovered to this day.
所以被称作死城。
And so they have been called dead cities.
当时罹难的人非常多。
At the time, there are many people who lost their lives.
山河变色。
And the valley of the three rivers changed.
当事件发生的时候。
When that earthquake took place.
有许多国家的救难队啊，就协助。中国政府啊，来度过这个灾难。
Many countries sent their rescue teams to help the Chinese get through this.
那有一次在搜索的当中啊。
During one rescue operation.
就在大楼倒塌的瓦砾堆里面。
In the rubble of a tall building.
他们发现了一个非常感人的事迹。
They found something that touched men.
那发现有一位太太啊。
What they found was a wife.
她卷着她的身体啊。
Who had spread out her entire body.
然后已经死在那里了。
And she was already dead.
可是很奇妙的是她怀中有一个小男孩啊。
But what was miraculous was that she was holding a small boy.
她还活着。
Who was alive.
已经哭到没有声音了。
He had already cried to the point where he had no voice left.
一个小小的小男孩。
This little boy.
母亲啊，保护他。
Who was protected by his mother.
用他的身体挡着那个倒塌的瓦砾堆啊。
Who was shielded from the falling building by his mother's body.
所有的救难人员看到这个景象啊，非常感动啊。
All the rescue personnel were very touched when they saw this.
这个妈妈发挥了她最大的母性。
Because that mother gave her all.
用力来保护这个小男孩。
She gave the utmost extent of a mother's nature to protect her son.
可是妈妈却失去了生命。
And losing her life in the process.
却留住了这小男孩的生命。
But saving her son.
当他们把这母子拉出来的时候。
After they pulled out the body of the mother.
发现旁边有一个手机上面。
They found that
打了这么一句话。
There is a cell phone next to her that had a sentence written on it.
也就是妈妈在断气以前最后的一个挣扎。
And it was the final, final thing that the dying mother wrote.
上面留了一句话这样说。
And it said,
妈永远爱你。
A mother always loves.
这个小男孩什么都不知道。
This boy was too young to know anything.
顶多一岁多而已。
He was at most a year old.
大家在地震逃命的时候。
But while everybody was running from the earthquake.
妈妈来不及带着孩子逃啊。
And this mother was unable to flee with her son.
就在那边跪着抱着这个孩子用身体去挡这个灾难。
She instead knelt down and used her body to block her son.
留下这么一句话，妈妈永远爱你。
And left behind these words, a mother always loves.
这么感人的事迹啊。
Such a touching story.
大陆中央当局最大的官员啊，特别巡视来和这个小男孩照相啊。
So the head of the Chinese government actually came and took a picture with this little boy.
我们人可以为生命做更多美好的事。
We as humans are able to do so much more with life.
但是却不能为自己任何人留下什么。
But yet, we're unable to leave behind much.
可是妈妈把她最后一个生命的力量就奉献给这个小男孩。
Yeah, we see that this mother used the last of her strength and energy to save her boy.
这个生命的动作感动了世界的人。
This act of life moved people throughout the world.
但是也不能特意的留住自己生命。
But at the same time, it was unable to save her own life.
如果想一想，这我们是这个妈妈，我们会怎么做？
If you just think about it, if you were this mother, what would you have done?
但是她把她仅有的生命却用最多的力量来保护这个孩子。
She used her own life, the extent of her strength, to protect her son.
那希望这个孩子长大也更能够记得妈妈所付出的生命的见证。
And everyone hopes that the son can grow up to remember this story of his mother's love.
但圣经里面对圣经，对生命做了这样的一些说法。
The Bible says this about life.
我们一起来看这个雅各书的第四章。
Let's take a look at the Song of Songs.
第四章的十三节到十五节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verses 13 to 15. Verse 13, Your plants are an orchard of pomegranates with pleasant fruits, fragrant henna with spikenard. 14.
雅各书第四章十三节到十五节。
Verse 14, spikenard and saffron.
雅各书。
Oh, sorry, in the New Testament, James. James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15. Verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show, I'm sorry, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make profit. 14, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. 15, instead you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
在这里雅各长老这样子来说，
Here the elder James says,
他说人活着要做什么？
He says, what is life for? What are we to do?
有些人为了生活，为了家计啊。
Some people live for their own lives, for their families, for things.
必须要从这个城到那个城做事。
To go from one city to another to work.
全世界的人都是这样啊。
This is everybody in this world.
比如说在香港来讲。
For example, take Hong Kong.
很多国家的人才也跑去那里上班啊。
A lot of people from other countries go to Hong Kong to work.
全世界的人也跑来美国这里生活上班啊。
A lot of people in this world also come to America to work.
但是明天怎么样，谁能知道呢？
But who can know what will happen tomorrow?
所以雅各长老在这里讲。
So the elder James here says,
生命是什么？
What is life?
就好像天空的一片云一样。
It is like a vapor.
出现一下又不见了。
It appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
这个云怎么生成的？
How does this vapor, this cloud exist?
大地的水汽往上升成为一片云呢？
It is because some water evaporates from the earth and becomes this cloud.
可是这个云呢，一到风吹它就不见了。
But once the wind blows, the vapor disappears.
或者它把雨水降下也就没有了。
Or it rains on the earth and then it disappears.
这里说人的生命就好像天空的一片云呢。
Here it says that our lives are like this vapor in the air.
对，也就是这个云的出现跟离开啊，对生命来讲是很无奈的。
Which is to say that the coming and the going of this vapor is it happens by itself.
当我们的生命遇到问题啊，我们也觉得很无助哎。
Once something happens to our lives, we are helpless.
所以最后雅各长老却这样说。
So in conclusion, the elder James said,
我们只能说主若愿意。
We can only say if the Lord wills.
神若愿意，我们就活着。
If God wills, then we shall live.
能做这事，也能做那事。
And we can do this or that.
神如果不愿意，
But if the Lord does not will,
你再多的学问，
No matter how smart you are,
你再多的专业技能，
No matter how much expertise you have,
你的时候到了也是要离开的。
Once your time comes, you go.
不论是好人坏人
whether you're a good man or an evil man
有钱人贫穷人
whether you're rich or poor
生死之战是无人能免
once, whether you live or die is something that nobody can control
所以在传道书里面这样记载
which is why Ecclesiastes says
无人能掌管这生命的事情
who can control the things of life
的确是这样
this is true
全世界各个国家各民族也都一样、啊、
This is the truth no matter what race you are what country you're from
圣经又在继续谈到有关生命的问题、啊、
The Bible continues to talk about life
请看诗篇的九十篇
Let's look at Psalm 90
诗篇九十篇
Psalm
90九十篇我们来看这个第九节
90 verse 9Verse 9, For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh.
这里讲到说我们一生的年日
Here it talks about our lives.
都是在神的掌管之下所度过的
About how all our days are lived under the control of God.
不论你活的日子有多久
No matter how long you live.
在神看来是好像一生的叹息一样
They are just like a sigh in the eyes of God.
叹息这个字在英文里面、啊、
This word, sigh
就是讲成呼吸之间的那么短暂、啊、
Is but a breath
非常的短暂
It's very short
也就是说你一吸你呼跟吸这个呼吸的动作生命就是这么短、啊、
It's very temporary too You breathe in, you breathe out And there you go
你能吸，你能呼气，你还活着。
As long as you are able to breathe, you are still alive.
一旦这个简单的呼吸动作做不到了，你的生命就离开了。
But then once you can no longer perform that simple act of breathing, then your life is gone.
所以圣经描写这个生命的短暂呢，非常的贴切。
And so the Bible is very meticulous in its description of how temporary life is.
你曾经认真想过吗?
Have you thought about this before?
如果睡一睡,早上起不来,你就是离开这世界了。
If you go to bed at night but you're unable to wake up the next morning, you basically left the
earth. 我们的生命真的很脆弱。
And so our lives are that fragile.
一旦一早天灾地变人祸的时候,
when something happens, when a disaster happens,
我们很容易生命就受到危险。
It is very easy for our lives to become threatened.
当我们事情想不开的时候
，When we're unable to think a matter through，
我们的生命受到困扰哎。
Our lives feel we feel troubled.
当我们的生命的问题得不到解决的时候
，Once we're unable to solve the problems of our lives，
我们的心灵上生命就受到挫折。
Then our lives are threatened.
心灵啊
our minds, our hearts and minds are threatened, are damaged.
我们的肉体也是一样
It's the same with our physical body.
会影响到我们所有每天的一个生活的动作
And so this affects our every motion in our lives.
所以有必要我们必须在思考、哎、这个生命的可贵、啊、
And so we need to ponder how precious life is.
我们人无法去营造甚至去刻意的 要来做什么样的管理、啊、
We're unable to purposely try to manage or control life.
那我们就根据约翰福音里面
And so according, just like it says in John,
来探讨主赏赐人生命
Let's discuss how God gave life to man.
首先我们要跟大家说的
First,
这位主耶稣啊，他是生命的源头啊。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the source of life.
我们请看约翰福音的第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章的三节四节。
John chapter 1 verses 3 to 4. Verse 3, All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. 4, In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
在这里约翰福音作者这样做见证。
Here, the author of John testifies.
万物都是这位神所造的。
In this way, that all things were made through him.
四节这里这样说。
Verse 4 says,
但生命却在这位神的里面。
In him was life.
而这生命是人的光。
And the life was the light of men.
这生命是什么？有时候我们好像摸不着哎。
What is this life? Sometimes it's like something we can't touch.
但是确实有它的存在。
But it exists.
有这个生命我们才能看。
Because it is with life that we're able to see.
才能吃喝。
We're able to eat and drink.
才能动作。
We're able to move.
才能思想。
We're able to think.
才能享受这世界所有的一切啊。
We're able to enjoy all the things of the world.
所以这生命是人的光没有错。
And so it is true that this life is the light of man.
可是这个生命它的来源就是在这位创造宇宙万物的耶稣基督里面。
And the source of this life is the creator, Jesus Christ.
所以他是生命的源头。
That's why he is the source of life.
那在创世纪第一章到第二章里面呢？
Now in Genesis chapters 1 and 2,
他讲到很这个重要的两个来源呢。
It talks about two important origins.
第一个就是讲到世界被创造是怎么来的啊。
The first talks about how the world came to be.
那第二个是讲到人类的来源呢。
And the second talks about the origins of humankind.
这些都不是自然生成的。
These are not things that happened by coincidence.
乃是那位创造宇宙万物的主他来造成的。
But instead, they were created by our Lord.
我们一起来看《创世纪》第二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 2.
第二章第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
二章的七节。
2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
在这里啊，记载神照着他的形象，用地上的尘土来造人呢。
Here says that God created man from the dust of the ground in His image.
然后把气吹在这个人的鼻孔里面。
And then breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
他就成了有灵的活人。
And man became a living being.
也就是成了有生命的人呢。
Basically, became a living human.
这是圣经很直接记载人的来源是这样来的。
The Bible specifically tells us that this is where humans came from.
神把这个气，这个生命就放在这个人身上。
That with this breath of life, God placed life into humans.
所以这个是很直接让我们得到的一个答案。
And so this is a very direct answer.
生命在神里面，然后他赐给人类。
That life was in God, and God gave it to mankind.
有一个妇人名叫 Hannah。
There's a woman in the Bible named Hannah.
当她感受到这位神的大能的存在的时候，
When she experienced the existence of God and His power,
她做了这么好的这样的一个祷告的见证。
She made this prayer.
祷告的见证。
She made this testimony of prayer.
我们一起来看这个撒母耳记上的第二章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章六节七节。
First Samuel chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Verse 6, the Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. 7, the Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up.
七节。
Verse 7, the Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up.
这里谈到这个妇人哈娜，她认识的这位神是什么样的神呢？
Here it tells us what kind of God Hannah knows.
她说这位神他能够使人死哎。
It says that this Lord kills and makes alive.
也能够使人活着。
He brings down to the grave and brings up.
能够使人下阴间。
He can make people, he can bring people low and lift
them up. 也能够使人往上升。
He can also lift them up.
他使人贫穷。
He makes poor and makes rich.
也能够使人富足。
And makes rich.
他使人卑微
he brings low,
也能够使人高贵
and lifts up.
你看这些动作都是包括了我们人类活着的一切内容、哎、
So if you look at these motions, this is basically everything that happens to a life.
但是很重要的这个生命却是在神的里面呢
But the key is that life is truly in the hands of God.
所以我们才会这样说
Which is why we say,
他真的是赏赐给人生命、哦、
That he really is.Who gives man life.
他真的是生命的源头。
He truly is the source of life.
所以第二个部分我们要谈的。
So the second thing we'll discuss.
就是他赏赐给人生命了。
Is that he gives man life.
我们一起来看那个约翰福音的十一章。
Let's look at John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
十一章的二十五节。
Chapter 11 verse 25. Jesus said to her,I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
这里主耶稣这样说。
Here Jesus said.
他说复活在我。
I am the resurrection.
生命也在我。
And the life.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
我们在这里看到。他说生命在他嘞。
We see that Jesus said that he is the life.
然后让人从死里复活也是在他。
And he is also the one that decides who dies and lives.
这个掌管生命的权柄就是在他的手中啊。
So life is under his control.
所以保罗有一次传福音到雅典这个地方啊。
So that's why once when Paul went to preach the gospel in Athens,
他就做见证对雅典人这样讲。
He testified to the Athenians by
saying, 那位创造宇宙万物的主宰耶稣基督啊。
The Jesus Christ, who is the creator of the universe,
他不住在人所造的这个房子里面。
He does not live in houses made by man.
他反而倒将生命气息万物赏赐给人呢。
Instead, he actually is the giver of life to all mankind.
那古圣徒耶伯他做的见证更加清楚了。
The ancient saint Job, actually said it even more clearly.
我们请看耶伯记的十二章。
Let's look at Job chapter 12.
耶伯记十二章。
Job chapter 12.
第十节。
Verse 10.
十二章的第十节。
Chapter 12, verse 10. In whose hand is the life of everything and the breath of all mankind?
这里讲得更清楚。
Here it says even more clearly.
凡是活物的生命，包括人类。
In whose hand is the life of everything, every living thing?
气息的生命和气息都在神的手中哦。
And the breath of all mankind.
所以你能够活着。
So for you to be able to live.
那就证明神把生命气息。赏赐给你嘛
proves that God has given you breath, and life,
所以才能够活着嘛
which is why you can live.
如果谈到宗教信仰的立场的时候
if we look at from the perspective of religion,
说信主的人呢、啊，虽然死掉也必复活
that those who believe in the Lord, though he may die, he will live.
这个包括我们最了解的人肉体的生命
and this includes what we understand.Very easily as our physical lives.
真的死掉从死里复活。
Now truly, people have died and come back to life.
那也包括了那个我们肉眼看不见的永远的属灵的生命哦。
It also includes our spiritual lives, our souls, which we cannot see.
所以根据四福音书里面的记载。
And so according to the four gospels,
我们看到耶稣让人从死里复活有三件神迹。
We see that Jesus performed three miracles in which he resurrected.
Mark 福音第五章记载的。
Mark chapter 5 records.
神让那个管会堂的雅鲁他的女儿从死里复活。耶稣让他复活。
That Jesus resurrected Jairus, who was the keeper of the synagogue, the ruler of the synagogue.
那在路加福音的第七章里面呢
？In Luke chapter 7.
神又让那个耶稣又让那个。在拿因城寡妇的儿子从死里复活。
Jesus healed the son of the widow of Nain.
然后在约翰福音十一章这里。
And then in John chapter 11 here.
这里记载神让这个拉撒路从死里复活。
Here Jesus resurrected Lazarus from the dead.
这个是很清楚的记载。
These are all very clear recordings.
耶稣基督让这三个人从死里复活。
That Jesus caused these three people to rise from the dead.
所以他说复活在我，生命也在我，的确是如此的。
And that's why he says, when he says, I am the resurrection and the life, he's not kidding.
我们一起来看约翰福音的十一章。
Let's look at John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
十一章的第三节。
Chapter 11, verse 3. Verse 3, therefore the sister sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
主耶稣他这里记载他喜爱有一户人家叫做是属拉撒路啊。
Here there was a family, and specifically a man who Jesus loved.
他有两个姐姐，一个叫马大，一个叫玛利亚。
Lazarus had two older sisters, Mary and Martha.
这个拉撒路啊，他生重病啊。
And this younger Lazarus became ill.
姐姐就差仆人、啊、去找耶稣、啊、
And so his sister sent servants to go find Jesus.
然后呢，我们再来看那个十四节。
And then, if we look at verse 14, then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead.
这里记载，这个拉撒路他死了。
Here it records that Lazarus died.
人重病接下来就是死掉。
Because after somebody gets really sick, usually
die. 那我们再来看那个39节。
Let's also look at verse 39. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days."
这里耶稣过了四天才来到这一户人家。
It was only after 4 days that Jesus came to this family.
耶稣真的爱他们哦。
Jesus really loved them.
所以他来到的时候也哭了。
And which is why when Jesus showed up, he also cried.
耶稣看到他姐姐玛利亚哭得很惨了。
Jesus saw that Mary was crying pretty hard.
所以看到耶稣也是非常有怜悯的心的人呢。
So you see, Jesus was a man of great compassion.
他也站在人类的立场啊，也跟着与哀伤的人同哀哭啊。
He was able to step into other people's shoes and cry with those who were in mourning.
他就吩咐人说，把那个坟墓的洞口的石头挪开。
And so he commanded people to take away the stone that was covering the tomb.
但是这位死者的姐姐马大
，But the sister of the dead, Martha.
她说现在看没有用，她已经死了四天，错了。
He said there's no point in opening the stone. He's already been dead for 4 days, and there's a stench.
所以我们看到这位拉撒路他遇到的事，我们人也是会遇到啊。
You see that what happened to Lazarus is something that every one of us is going to experience.
这是人离开世界的一个自然现象。
It is a very natural thing for us to do when we leave the world.
身重病
，to become very ill.
然后死掉。
And then to die.
病把生命给吞灭了。
This illness takes away life.
然后过了四天，错了。
And now 4 days later, it stinks.
哎，这是人的看法。
This is what man sees.
连写约翰福音的作者也认为他的确是死了。
Even the author of this Gospel of John felt that Lazarus was dead.
而且也错了。
Because Lazarus was
在人已经没有办法去挽回的一件事嘛。
Was smelly by then, and there was nothing that humans could do.
就是人的生命离开人的身心嘛。
This is what happens when the life of a person leaves his soul.
可是在这一章的四十节一直到四十四节。
But in this chapter, in verses 40 through 44,
耶稣进了这个坟墓里面了。
Jesus goes into the tomb.
然后向天上的父做祷告。
And then prays to the Father in heaven.
哎，后来有什么事发生啊？
And then what happened?
哎，我们看了。
Let's look at verse 43. Now, when
耶稣大声祷告这样喊了
Jesus cried with a loud voice.
然后四十四节
verse 44.
那个死人就走出来
And he who had died came out.
哇，就从死里面复活起来
He resurrected from the dead.
其实这件事情啊，耶稣让拉撒路从死里复活啊。
This event of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead.
就是要证明他就是赐给人生命的主啊。
Was to prove that he was the God.
然后在第三节和四十节里面呢。
And then in verse 40.
Verse 3 and verse 40.
Sorry, verse 3 and 40.
这里特别谈到耶稣行这个从死里复活的神迹啊。
It specifically says that Jesus.
就是要荣耀神啊
！In order to glorify God，
所以很清楚的证明啊。
So this clearly tells us，
耶稣基督说：“复活在我，生命也在我。
”Now when Jesus said， "I am the resurrection and the life"，
他真的可以让神让人生命的离开，又让生命回到他的身上。
He really can make somebody's life leave and give it back to them。
所以他真的是一位。赏赐人生命的主啊
！So he truly is the Lord who gives life.
圣经记载的很清楚。
The Bible records very clearly.
就是让我们世人知道。
For us to know.
他掌握了人的生命。
That he controls the life of.
他可以赏赐人生命。
He can give life.
也可以收取人的生命。
He can also take it back.
那第三个方向要讲的。
The third thing we want to talk about.
他是生命。
That he is the life.
耶稣基督亲自做见证，这样讲啊。
Jesus said that himself.
我们来看约翰福音的十四章第六节。
John chapter 14 verse 2.
十四章的第六节。
Sorry, verse 6. Chapter 14 verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
耶稣基督在这里宣告说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus here announced that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
如果没有借着他，就没有办法到神的国那里去。
And no one comes to the Father except through him.
所以他是唯一一条啊，通往神的国的那一条路哎。
And so he is that one roadway leading to God.
也就是说，他就是那个唯一的生命的道路哎。
He is that one road of life.
如果不借着他
，unless we go through him，
人的国度怎么可能可以跟神永恒的国度结合呢
？How can our physical human kingdom come into contact with the kingdom of God？
人类的始祖亚当夏娃因为犯罪违背了神的命令。
Our forefathers Adam and Eve sinned and rebelled against the commandment of God.
所以人类就开始居住在罪恶的世界里。
And from that point on。Man continues to live 过着苦难的人生 difficult lives in sin.
那圣经记载这个世界将来要被毁灭
The Bible says that this world will one day become destroyed.
所以人类的国度的崛起是这样、啊、
And so that is the end of the story of our human world.
那活在人罪恶的世界里面要如何跟永恒的神的国度连结、啊、
So how can those who live in this world of sin be connected with the eternal kingdom of God?
没有别的方法、哎、
There's no other way.
只有透过耶稣基督这位救主才能够找到这条生命的道路、哎、
Only through that one Savior, Jesus Christ, can we find that one way of life.
所以他在这里做见证说我就是生命
That's why Jesus says here, I am the life.
世界上找不到任何一条道路可以通到神的国度去。
There is no other way that you can find in this world that goes to the kingdom of God.
所以保罗在做见证这样讲。
So when Paul testified, he said,
我们请看哥林多前书的第八章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前书第八章。
1 Corinthians chapter 8.
第六节。
Verse 6.
八章的六节。
Chapter 8, verse 6.Yet for us there is one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live.
在这里第六节这样说。
In verse 6 it tells us
我们只有一位神
that there is one God,
也只有一位父
one Father,
也只有一位主
also one Lord,
就是耶稣基督
which is Jesus Christ,
所有都是本于他
and all things,Come from him,
也都归于他
and they all belong to him,
也都这世界都是他所造
and are all created by him.
所以他在这里做见证讲得很清楚、哎、
So he says here very clearly,
他就是那位生命的主、啊、
He is that one God of life.
只是你有没有信心相信、啊、
The only problem is whether, the only question is whether you believe, whether you are willing to believe in him.
如果愿意
if you are,
相信他
to believe him,
跟从他
Then follow him.
你就会得到这个生命的光和生命的见证。
And you will find the light of life.
我们再来看约翰福音的第八章。
Let's also look at John chapter 8.
十二节。
Verse 12.
八章的十二节。
Chapter 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
耶稣基督在这里向众人做见证这样说。
Here Jesus spoke to the multitudes in this way,
说我是世界的光
saying, I am the light of the world.
请记住前面我们讲过
Please remember what we said before.
这生命是人的光
that life was the light of man.
如果这世界黑暗人的生命也是黑暗啊
Now, if this world is darkness, then so are our lives in this world.
可是耶稣基督在这里做见证这样讲啊
But here Jesus testified by saying,
我是世界的光哎
I am the light of the world.
跟从我的
He who follows me
就不在黑暗里面走了
shall not walk in darkness.
他会离弃黑暗归向光明呢
He will depart from darkness and enter into the light.
当你生病严重的时候你好像住在黑暗里面嘛
When you are gravely ill, it is like you're living in darkness.
当你被罪恶所胜坏习惯所胜的时候
When you are bound by your old habits by sin,
你就如同住在黑暗里面嘛
It is just like living in darkness.
当你的问题生命得不到解决的时候
When you can't find a solution for your problems in life,
你的人生没有希望嘛
And you have no hope in life.
你就如同住在死荫之地里面嘛
You're just like you're living in darkness.
这个时候的人需要这位真光来照耀。
At that time, man needs this true light to shine on.
也就是耶稣基督的光来照耀。
Which is the light of Jesus Christ.
当你接受这个光
，Once you accept this light,
接受这个生命的救主
，Once you accept this,
你才能够改变你的人生的生命。
Lord of life, and then you can change.
才能够离开黑暗。
You can depart from darkness.
而且得着在耶稣基督里面生命的光。
And you can find this light of life in Jesus Christ.
所以约翰福音第八章是讲生命的光的见证。
And that's why John chapter 8 is talking about this testimony, this teaching of the light of life.
生命光的见证。
And chapter 9 is talking about the testimony, the witness of life.
耶稣医治了天生瞎眼的人。
When Jesus healed a man who was blind from birth.
他的门徒就问了，是他的祖先犯罪吗？
So the people ask, how come this person is blind?
是他本身犯罪吗？
Is it because he sinned or his parents sinned?
不是。
Jesus said no.
我们来看第九章。
Let's look at chapter 9.
第九章的，请看一节。
Chapter 9, verse 1.
到第四节。
Through 4.1. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. 2. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? 3. Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. 4. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. Here we see that most people,
哎呀，从小天生瞎眼啊。
Felt like this man who was born blind.
到底谁犯了罪啊？所以会变成这样啊
？Who sinned that this man was born blind?
是他的父母吗
？Did his parents sin?
是他吗
？Did he sin?
但耶稣基督都说不是。
But Jesus said it was neither.
乃是为了让耶稣有机会行神迹，来荣耀天上的父母。
But he was blind that Jesus was able to perform a miracle and glorify the Father in heaven.
所以耶稣让一个生来瞎眼的人呢、啊？
And so God allowed a man to be born blind,
让他的生命能够重见光明呢。
So that his life could find the light.
这一件事迹啊
，this event
是要证明在第五节，耶稣是世上的光。
Was to prove, as it says in verse 5, that Jesus is the light of the world.
更加可以相信耶稣说，我就是生命。
So that we can have an even greater conviction that Jesus is the light.
我们有必要再要思考，而且去这样来相信接受了。
That he is the life. So we should think about this and accept it.
所以根据这三个方向
by these three things that we study,
我们确确实实的可以得知而且证明主耶稣赏赐人生命。
We can believe and we have proof that Jesus gives life.
因为他是生命的源头。
Because he is the source of life.
因为他赏赐给人生命。
Because he gives life.
因为他就是生命。
Because he is the life.
所以信从他，我们就得着这个生命。
And so those who find him and believe in him will have life.
你我大家都有基本的肉体的生命。
You and I all have this basic physical life.
问题是你这个生命怎么使用？
The question is, how do you use this life?
你还能够开发使用还不错。
It's still good. It's good that you can actually use your
life. 但是如果你是被外来的某一种力量控制，你自己不能使用，那个生命更惨呢。
But it is...Worse if you are controlled by an exterior force and you can't control what you do with your life.
你看到这个人非常有能力。
You see somebody who has a lot of potential.
这个人在公司、在社会、国家里面，他非常有他的一套。
You see somebody who does really great in the world, in society, in government.
但是或许他在人的情感上很弱哎。
But maybe in the eyes of man, he's actually weak.
或许他在管理家庭上也很弱哎。
Maybe when it comes to his family, he is weak.
甚至他在他身心的健康上面也很弱哎。
Maybe in his physical health, he is weak.
怎么样都看得出啊，他在他的生命的历程上面有他的弱点呢。
And so in everyone, you can see that there is some kind of weakness.
也就是他没办法主宰他自己生命的使用。
And that weakness is that he's unable to control how he uses his life.
你我大家全世界人类不是这样吗？
Isn't this like you and me and everybody else in this world?
在约伯记里面这样记载。
Job says,
世人共有的财产是什么？
That what is the one inheritance that we all
have? 曾经想过这个问题吗？
Have you thought about this?
我们世人共有的财产是什么
？What is the inheritance that all of us share？
我们自己努力，可能有自己的动产跟不动产嘛
？If I work hard, then I may have some property or not。
甚至你开创你自己的事业一片天嘛
？You may open your own business and do well for yourself。
但是你曾经知道吗？我们世界共有的财产是什么
？But you know that there is one common inheritance that we all have。
有时候我们这个头啊，放在你的脖子上面了，要去动动，想一想一些事情。
You know, sometimes when because you have your head on your neck, you should use it to think a little bit。
不然很可惜啊。
Or else it is pretty sad。
吃太多好料啊，就里头装满很多油啊，或者什么东西啊。
If you eat too much, too well, there's a lot of oil in your head.
所以想事情有时候迷迷糊糊啊，不太清楚啊。
And so sometimes you think and you don't really know what you're thinking about.
世界人类共有的财产是什么
？What is the inheritance that we all share?
约伯记里面记载就是患难。
It tells us in Job that that is tribulation.
患难都是共有的。
Tribulation is common.
你有你的患难。
You have your tribulations.
我有我的患难。
I have mine.
他有他的患难。
He has his.
全世界各个无名国家、落后国家都有他的患难。
The whole world, every country, everybody has their own tribulations.
我们为什么要努力？
So why do we have to work
hard? 其实就是要解决这个患难的问题嘛。
It is to solve those tribulations.
让自己过得更好嘛。
So that we can live better.
让自己能够避免这些事情嘛。
So that we can avoid those things.
可是我们有这个能耐吗？
But do we have that ability?
当这些事情一发生的时候,
when these things happen to us,
你的生命就受到亏损了,
then your life is threatened.
甚至啊,受到危险了。
Your life may be threatened.
明天还能不能活着都还不晓得。
You don't even know if you can be alive tomorrow.
我们能,人能够在神面前夸口吗?没办法。
So can we boast before God? There's no way.
尤其有一种力量来自于,不是从神来啊,是要破坏我们人生命的时候。
Especially when there is a source that comes not from God that harms our lives, then it is very difficult for us to overcome that.
想过吗?
Have you thought about this?
去年在一个教会负担的时候,
last year when I was helping at a church,
有一个安息日上,
there was one Sabbath morning,
有一户信徒啊,
where a couple
带了他们的一个朋友的一个家庭,
who was a member, who were members, came and they brought a family friend.
信徒就跑来找我们了。
And in the morning before we prayed, the member came to find me.
传道，我带了一个朋友的家庭来。
He said, "Preacher, I've brought a family friend."
哎，他们这个家里很可怜。
I've brought an entire family, and they're very sad.
魔鬼侵入他们的家。
Because Satan has infiltrated their house.
世界大自然的灾害，我们都还知道是什么。
When
世界大自然的灾害。
When natural disasters happen, we see them, we know what they are.
我们都还知道是什么东西。
And we know what are these things.
但是那个魔鬼来搅扰侵害你的时候你怎么办？
But when the devil comes to disturb you, then what do you do?
有世界有神，但是也有魔鬼的迫害。
This world has God, but it also has the devil, Satan, trying to do things.
这个在宗教的世界里面大家都很明白的一件事。
Actually, we see this a lot in religion.
不得不相信有这么一回事。
And you have to believe that there are these things.
其实这个家庭算是很不错的家庭啊。
Actually, this family was a good family.
这个爸爸是在重要的大公司里面做高级主管。
The father was a high-ranking officer in a pharmaceutical company.
妈妈在银行里面做乡里。
And the mother worked in a bank.
他们就是因为有一个读大二的男孩啊。
But they had a son who was in college, who was a sophomore.
他平常就比较内向。
Who is a little bit more introverted.
对自己的自信心也比较少。
Who doesn't have a lot of self-confidence.
所以很容易受创啊，受创伤。
And so it is very easy for him to get
hurt. 别人的一句话，他就会退缩到一边去。
Anytime somebody says something about him, then he shrinks back.
是一个自认为没有什么能力的一个人呢。
No, he was somebody who felt like that he was unable to do anything.
所以在人际关系也不太好。
So he was bad at interpersonal
relationships. 在做事的上面的经验也是很少。
He actually had very little experience in doing anything.
加上大学的功课压力很重。
Now with a lot of pressure in college.
所以他就开始忧郁啊。
He started to become depressed.
后来就变成忧郁症。
And then he started to have depression.
有些人比较暴力一点，就变成躁郁症。
In some cases, people actually become violent.
这个在文明进步的国家，这种病很多。
Actually, you see this in a lot of developed countries.
结果怎么治疗都没办法。
And there's no way to cure these people.
医院的精神科判定他是精神的什么症。
And so the doctors in the hospital diagnosed him with some kind of mental illness.
后来他就看见那个不好的东西，就是魔鬼。
And he started to see these things that weren't so good, the devils.
进入他的身体。
Come into him.
或者是在他的家里里面
or they would be in his house.
所以他变成白天晚上不能睡觉。
And so he became somebody who was unable to fall asleep.
好几次进入那个精神医疗院了。
And so he went into the psych ward a couple times.
哇，真的很不像人呢。
And actually, he was very unlike
any regular human. 爸爸妈妈白天还要上班。
The father and mother both had to work during the day. 回来又不能睡。But when they came home, they couldn't sleep.
因为那个孩子被鬼捉弄啊。
Because this son was possessed by the devil.
吵他们不能睡。
And would bother them so that they couldn't sleep.
他们了。
So then they would have to take care of him.
经过一段时间，爸爸发疯了，想自杀好几次哎。
And after a while, the father wanted to commit suicide a couple times.
问题出现在这个他们疼爱的儿子身上。
The problem was in this son whom they loved.
结果想自杀的是这个爸爸妈妈哎。
And the ones who wanted to commit suicide were the parents.
正常的人受不了哎。
These normal people couldn't take it.
你今天家里过得好，是因为你家里没这个事啊。
You have good family lives because this kind of stuff doesn't happen in your family. But it happened to them.
所有全世界的医生，没有一个医生挂一个执照招牌是可以制服魔鬼、赶出魔鬼、打败魔鬼的医生没有。
Not one doctor will claim to you that he is able to diagnose and heal somebody who's possessed by
the
evil spirit.
有肉体的生命却是被魔鬼辖制。
But this human being with a physical body was controlled by the devil.
多可怜啊！
How sad.
活着但是不像活着嘛。
He was alive, but he was not like he was alive.
很痛苦
欸。It was very painful.
怎么解决？
How do you solve this?
感谢主，神看到人的尽头，就是神恩典的开始嘛。
Thank God, we see that the end of man is the beginning of God.
但是要解决，就是要找到那个赏赐人生命的耶稣基督啊。
But to solve this, you have to find this Jesus Christ, who is.
你去找世上的人没有用啊。
The source of life, nobody in this world can help you.
人跟你介绍的偏方药草也没有用啊。
People can introduce you to all kinds of healers and
useless. 就这样子，那一个信徒就把他们全家带到教会来。
So in this way, this member brought this entire family to church.
早上跟我们一起聚会。
In the morning, they had service with us.
我们也很忠心，本着圣经来谈见证这位耶稣基督。
And we use the Bible to testify about Jesus Christ.
我们不讲世界的东西。
We wouldn't talk about the things of the world.
也不讲个人的经验，因为只适合你自己嘛。
We wouldn't talk about our own experiences because this only has to do with
you. 个人的经验、想法、做事体验。不适合别人嘛。
Our individual experiences, ways of thinking, opinions don't necessarily help other
people. 你有你的人生经验，他有他的人生经验。
Because you have your own experiences, they have their own experiences.
但是来到神面前，我们所讲的就是圣经神的话。
Once you come before God, then what we talk about should be the things of the Bible.
结果早上聚会完毕。
So after the morning service,
我们也特别邀请这户人家。跟我们传道长子同坐一桌。
Now we invited this family to come sit with the ministers, elders, and deacons of the church.
这个孩子的爸爸就讲了。
And then the father of the son said,
哇，感谢主哎。
He said, thank God.
我这个孩子只要坐下不到两分钟，他就走来走去了。
That when my son sits down, normally within 2 minutes, he starts walking around.
然后一直擤鼻涕。
And then he will have to have a runny nose.
看到墙壁就说他要在那边洗手。
And anytime he sees a wall, he says, I want to wash my
hands
there.
墙壁看根本就没有水龙头啊。
But you look at the wall, there's no faucet.
然后他会发出怪声。
And then he will make weird noises.
坐不到两分钟，一定要起来的。
He does this within 2 minutes.
很明显就是有魔鬼在他身上。
It's very clear that the devil is in him, bothering him.
但是奇妙的事发生。
But what was miraculous?
他坐在前面。
Was that when he sat in the front of the chapel?
坐一个小时都没有起来过。
He sat for 1 hour without moving.
很安静的坐在那里。
He sat there quietly.
神定住他。
God kept him down.
我们所敬拜的耶稣基督啊，在中间。
Our Jesus Christ, who we worship,
was among us. 对他们夫妻来讲，这是很大的见证。
And to the father, this was a great testimony.
所以在吃饭的时候
，So when we were eating,
他们夫妻就要求。传道，我们下午可以再继续参加吗
？The parents asked, "Can we stay for the afternoon service?"
当然可以呀、啊。
Of course you can.
你任何人的问题，就是来到耶稣面前来解决嘛。
Because no matter what kind of problems any human has, you're supposed to come before God.
耶稣基督曾经也说过这样美好的信息福气。
Jesus once himself gave this good news himself.
劳苦担重担的人到我这里来。
That all who are weary and heavy burden should come before me.
我就让你们得到安静。
And I will give you rest.
也就是让你们享受平安嘛。
Which is to give you peace.
所以我们在同桌的这些长子、传道人就回答说：“欢迎啊！”
And so all the ministers who are sitting at this table said,
欢迎参加聚会啊，祷告、唱诗啊。
You're welcome to have service with us to pray, to sing hymns with us.
继续参加。
So they continue to stay.
他们一家人很注意听。
And the entire family listened intently.
最后，我们有按手祷告。
At the end, we had a prayer in tongues.
我们介绍我们教会的祷告方法。
So we introduced how we pray in
the church. 第一句话你要讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
So the first thing you say is in the name of Jesus Christ.
接下来你要讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And after that you repeat hallelujah praise the Lord.
你也可以直接念哈利路亚哈利路亚。
You could also just say hallelujah.
你把所有的事放在心里面。
You put all your things, all your burdens in your heart.
耶稣知道我们的内心的世界。
Because God knows the things of
our hearts. 但是你的嘴巴就是要赞美他。
But your mouth needs to praise him.
哈利路亚哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
一切神都知道。
God knows everything.
他是我们生命的救主。
He is our Savior.
他是要救把我们每一个到他面前来的人呢。
He wants to save everyone who comes before him.
今天早上有一个墨西哥的弟兄。
This morning there is a Mexican brother.
他带着一个路人朋友进来。
Who brought his friend here?
哎，就跟我们传道人谈 这个祷告圣灵的问题。
And they start to discuss prayer and Holy Spirit with our ministers. At the end, we pray together.
就短短的祷告。
And we just pray.
奉耶稣的名按手啊。
We say in the name of Jesus Christ, and we lay hands on him.
墨西哥的朋友，哎，他当场就得到圣灵了。
And this friend received the Holy Spirit right there and then.
他曾经遇过一些很危难的事情。
He had once faced some difficult things.
他今天祷告非常高兴。
But today he prayed with joy.
就在今天早上，在这个地方发生。
This happened this morning right here.
神的引导非常奇妙。
The guidance of God is miraculous.
你愿意到他面前来的人啊。
Those who are willing to come before him,
他就会展现出他生命的见证，生命的作为。
He will reveal his mysteries of life and his acts to you.
全能的主哎。
This God is the Almighty God.
他是无所不知的。
He knows everything.
他是无所不在的。
He is everywhere.
他是无所不能的。
And he can do
anything. 你会觉得他无力，是因为你认识他太小了。
The reason that you don't think he can do anything is because you don't know him.
你不知道他的全能有多大。
Because you don't know how great his power is.
这一户人家来到神的面前。
This couple came before God.
听完了道理，就是用这样的一个信念来祷告这位全能的主啊。
And listened to the teachings and prayed with this kind of belief.
用人的方法没办法了。
You can't do anything with the ways of man.
再多的金钱也没办法。
No matter how much more money you have.
真的没办法帮助到孩子任何一个生命的脆弱。
There's nothing they could do for their son.
也脱离不了魔鬼的手的掌握辖制啊。
No way they could pull him from the control of Satan.
你拿什么方法来脱离啊？
What way do you have?
金钱吗？
Money?
不动产吗？你的社会人际关系吗？
Your
什么都不是。
Relationships and connections with other people? None of this.
在祷告的时候，
during prayer,
当按手到这个孩子的爸爸，
once we laid hands on the father of this boy,
神的全能啊，展开了这个恩门啊。
The power of God revealed his grace.
一按手不久啊，这个爸爸哭了。
Not long after we laid hands on the father, he started crying. He cried a lot.
鼻涕眼泪都流了。
He cried.
就在这个时候，神把宝贵的圣灵赏赐给他。
Because at that moment, God gave him the precious Holy Spirit.
神亲自安慰了他。
God comforted him himself. Thank God.
在那一次的祷告会啊。
During that one prayer,
受圣的人当场不少。
Many people receive the Holy Spirit.
那心里一直觉得这个太太祷告的非常感动哎。
Now this wife actually prayed with moving prayer as well.
就是觉得差了那么一点点，为什么没有得圣灵啊？
But she was close but did not receive the Holy Spirit.
他们的儿子也到前面祷告，也变得很安静啊。
The son had also come to the front and prayed, and prayed very quietly.
聚会祷告完毕。
After the service, after the prayer.
哎，神的工作还没有停哎。
The work of God was not
done. 那位世人生命的救主的工作还没停哎。
The work of salvation, of healing was not done.
我们只是尽本分啊。
We were only doing the best we could.
有机会参与到神同工的见证。
We were able to participate a little bit in the work
of God. 并不是我们人有什么特别。
But it's not like we are as humans.
乃是作为全能的耶稣基督。
But it is in the power of God.
乃这位生命的主耶稣基督。
In the life from God.
他一切的作为。
Everything that he did.
结果这一户人家要求我们呢。
So in the end, this couple invited us or asked us, can you come home with us for a little bit? They live close to church. At first, we were supposed to get ready for a meeting.
但是他们这么诚恳要求，所以就跟执会讲，我们开会延后，我们先去他家坐一下。
But they sincerely wanted to invite us to their house, and so we said, okay, let's hold the meeting off till later.
有负责人，夫妻档。So
deacons, the council members, the ministers went to this family's house.
我们到他的家里看，哇，也是经济相当不错的一户人家。
After we got there, we realized from the house that they actually did have some money.
但是也是不平安
的。But it was not peaceful.
生命受到威胁。
Because their lives were threatened.
而且还被掌控在魔鬼的手中。
And their son was controlled by Satan.
这是一个很可怕的事情。
This is a very scary
thing. 你怎么相对？你怎么敌对？没办法。
How do you fight against that? There's no way.
在家里做谈话的时候。
So when we were talking in their house,
就问这位太太。
I asked the wife.
看你的样子，应该要得圣灵，为什么没办法得
？You look like you were really supposed to receive the Holy Spirit. How come you didn't get it?
你是不是心里有什么心结
？Is there something in your heart you're not telling us?
我们这样一问了，她马上掉眼泪哭哎。
Once we asked it like this, she
said, 是我有一个心结。
She said, yeah, there's a knot in my heart.
她说她的亲生妈妈，孩子生病从来不关心啊。
She said that her mother did not care at all about her son being sick.
她很无助哎。
And so she felt helpless.
亲戚朋友也没办法。
None of her relatives could help her.
用尽了各种的知识专业，也没办法解决孩子的问题啊。
No matter who they sought help from, nobody could help
their son. 如果能够脱离这种生命的困扰，她早就要脱离了。
And so if she could leave this life, she would have left a long time ago.
可是看到孩子这么痛苦，又舍不得。
But she didn't want to leave when she saw her son suffering like that.
又不是孩子愿意这样子。
Because it's not like the son was doing that on purpose.
还是被一个黑暗的魔鬼的力量控制。
But because he was being controlled by an evil spirit.
那这种肉体的生命又算什么？
And so what is this physical life?
不要也算了。
So it's okay to commit suicide.
如果真的遇到会这样感觉
If this happens to you, that's how you'll feel.
非常的受不了
That you can't take it anymore.
就在这一天去教会的时候，很奇怪。
So on that one day, though, when they came to church,
他的妈妈是拜拜的。
That mother actually was a Buddhist.
打了超过十通，告诉她不要去教会啊，离开那个教会啊。
And many told her to leave this church.
没有人告诉她，很奇怪哎。
But no one told her actually. It is actually really
weird. 她妈妈在住很远的地方，怎么会知道她来到教会呢？
Actually, her mother told her not to go to church, but her mother was so far away. So how could her mom even know that she went to church? It was her first time. So she was very troubled. She wanted to believe in God.
圣经道理很好。
The Bible's great. The sermons are great. She's willing to pray.
她也流泪哭了。
She cried and wept.
把所有的都要交在主的手中。
She wanted to give everything to God.
但是妈妈的情感一直在拦阻她。
But that mother kept, her mother kept on trying to pull her away.
到底要怎么办？
So what do you do?
很为难哎。
This was very difficult.
所以祷告虽然很感动了，但是还没有得到圣灵。
And that's why when she prayed, even though she was greatly touched, she could not receive the Holy Spirit.
所以她讲出来这个心结。
So she said this.
所以我们就告诉她。
And we told her.
当人的情感抵触神的事情的时候，你把人的情感放一边。
Once these emotions of humans start to block you from God, you got to put them aside.
你先抓住神呢。
First, just grab onto God.
来经验神的生命的见证。
Experience the.Life from God.
剩下来的人的情感，神会去处理的。
God will take care of these other emotions.
不然你重视人的情感，却不能改变你现在的事情啊。
Otherwise, if you continue to look highly on these emotions, you're not going to be able to fix anything. What are you going to do?
他自己回答说：“我要抓住神。”
She said, "I want."
好，就是这样。
So he said, "Okay."
生命的救主就会让你体验到了。
So you will experience life.
你就会看到生命光的见证在耶稣基督里面。
You'll experience the testimony of this light of life in Jesus Christ.
讲完了以后，我们就站起来，在他的家一起祷告。
After we said this, then we stood up and prayed in their house.
再次按手在这个太太的头上，当场得到圣灵。
Laid hands on the mother, and she received the Holy Spirit.
他们就参加教会的早祷会。
They came to attend the morning prayer at church.
参加晚间聚会。
To attend the evening service at church.
参加安息的聚会。
To attend Sabbath service at church.
感谢主，全家就幸福美满快乐。
Thank God, the entire family came to believe and was joyful.
做了什么？什么都没有。
But what did we do as humans? We didn't do a
thing. 我们只是尽本分。
All we did was what we could.
讲神的话。
We talked about God.
一起同心祷告。
And we prayed together.
所有的都是耶稣基督亲自在做工。
Everything that was done by God himself.
我们人又算什么？
So what are we as humans?
主若愿意，我们才能活着。
We only live if the Lord wills.
才能做这个，才能做那个。
Then we can do this or that.
各位亲朋好友。
Our friends.
我们所做的见证。
This testimony that we bear
圣经跟大家做分享
is based on the Bible.
这位耶稣基督真的是生命的主。
This Jesus Christ truly is the God of life.
他是生命的源头。
He is the source of life.
是给人生命。
He gives man life.
更是生命本身。
And even more so, he is life.
所以有了他，你就有了充足的生命。
So if you have him, you will have life
to
the fullest.
你信从他，你就得到光生命光的见证。
If you believe in him, you will receive the witness of life.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless you all.
唱诗430首。
Let's sing hymn 430. 接下来我们做祷告。Now we'll make a prayer.
我们祷告的时候
，When we pray,
真的要从内心向天上的神呼求。
We really have to call out to God from the depths of our heart.
甚至我们会做一个反省。
We should even
检讨过去在内心世界行为动作。
And think about the things we've said and done.
有什么是神不愿意看到的
？What are some of the things that God would not want to see?
我们一定要做一个回转。
We need to think back.
然后调整归向他。
And turn around and turn towards God.
像这一对这一户人家
，just like this family,
他过去也有自己民间宗教的信仰。
They had their religion of the past.
可是用尽了各种方法
，but using all their different ways,
也花费了很多的钱
，spending a lot of money,
却不能改变在生命中的威胁重担
，could not take away the burden in their lives.
最后用诚心来到真耶稣教会的神的面前祷告神。
In the end, it was when they came to the true Jesus Church and prayed to God in sincerity and cried out to God and praised God, were they able to finally reconnect with God. Thank God. God saves those who come before Him. So the grace and blessings of God entered into their house. We all need this kind of testimony. We all need this kind of blessing. No matter who, no matter what race you are, no matter where you live, as long as you're willing to come before Him and cry out to Him, abundant blessings and grace will come upon you and your family. So when we pray,
眼睛闭起来,
we close our eyes,
双手合着放在胸前,
we hold our hands together
before us, 双膝跪在神的面前,
we kneel before God.
我们不是祷告人, 乃是祷告神,
because we don't pray to man, but we pray to God.
然后我们第一句话要讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
The first thing we say is, in the name of our Lord Jesus
Christ,
we pray. 接
下来你要直接的不断的念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
After that, we continue to say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
你要渴慕神的圣灵和恩典。
We need to thirst after God's Holy
Spirit
and His blessings. 你为了
专心的时候，你也可以直接讲哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
In order to concentrate better, you can also just say Hallelujah.
哈利路亚是希伯来话。
Hallelujah is Hebrew.
是赞美神的意思。
It means praise God.
你的需求。
So what you need.
你的需要。
The things that you ask.
神都知道。
God knows.
我们在座的长老、执事、传道会按手在我们头上。
Our ministers will pray, or will lay hands on us to pray for us.
是要加添给我们力量。
In order to strengthen us.
是要祝福我们。
To bless us.
求神能够成全我们所求的。
May God listen to our prayers.
当我们愿意这样祷告专心的。
When we're willing to concentrate and pray like this.
我们就会感受到主耶稣住在我们的心。
We'll experience that Jesus is living in our hearts.
主耶稣陪着我们走在生命的道路上。
That He is walking this walk of life with us.
愿神施恩祝福大家。
May God grant us all grace and bless us all.
要接受按手的，请到前面来。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hands, please come to the front.
要求圣灵的，请跪在第一排。
If you'd like to pray for the Holy Spirit, please pray in the first row.
要求其他属灵的恩典的，就跪在第二排以后。
If you'd like to pray for spiritual blessings or others,
我们就开始动作。
You can kneel after that. Let's pray.